Morning everyone, this is DJ Mehmet and I welcome you to another episode of Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. So Global Citizen is a show that I bring music from around the world every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And we will continue the same tradition this weekend as well. For the next hour, you will hear music from around the world. On top of that, I will give you some updates about the events in Boston area in terms of multicultural events and concerts, and then I also have some interesting news that I put together throughout the week that came to me as interesting and I wanted to share with you. I will also share those with you, and I will also have a reminder for an upcoming musical live performance here on WMFO on Monday.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
خیس و لباس خیس و چشمای خیس و گیتار خیس و آوازی ازش براتو خوندم زیر بارون پیش تو موندم سرت روشونم در گوشم گفتی دیوونم با تو میمونم دست تو دستم چشم تو چشمات به من میگفتی شیرین حرفا شیرین حرفا شیرین حرفا پیش تو موندم شب و روندم آفتاب در اومد هنوز میخوندم تو موندم شب و روندم آفتاب در اومد هنوز میخوندم هنوز میخوندم هنوز میخوندم آفتاب در اومد نیمکت داغ و لباس داغ و یه عشق داغ و گیتار داغ و آوازی ازش برا تو خوندم زیر آفتاب پیش تو موندم سرت رو زانوم خیلی آروم گریه میکردی مثل بارون با تو نشستم گریه کردم خیلی آروم مثل بارون مثل بارون مثل بارون مثل بارون پیش تو موندم خورشید روندم دم غروب شد هنوز میخوندم پیش تو موندم خورشید روندم یه باد وحشی هنوز میخوندم هنوز میخوندم هنوز میخوندم خاکی، نیمکت خاکی، لباس خاکی، عشق خاکی، گیتار خاکی، آوازی از عشق برا تو خوندم، زیر طوفان پیش تو موندم، سرت روشونم، در گوشم گفتی دیوونم، با تو میمونم، دست تو دستم، چشم تو چشمات، به من میگفتی شیرین حرفا، شیرین حرفا، شیرین حرفا، شیرین حرفا، پیش تو موندم، طوفان رو روندم، بازم که شب شد هنوز میخوندم، پیش تو موندم، طوفان رو روندم، یوم گذشت و هنوز میخوندم، میخوندم، هنوز میخوندم، یه عمر گذشت، نیمکت پیرو، لباس پیرو، یه عشق پیرو، گیتار پیرو، آوازی از عشق برا تو خوندم، یه عمر گذشت و پیش تو موندم، سرت رو زانوم، خیلی آروم، گریه میکردی مثل بارون، با تو نشستم گریه کردم، مثل همیشه، مثل بارون، مثل بارون، مثل بارون، مثل بارون، بازم که شب شد من و تو اینجا هنوز نشستی تو تایی تنها، بازم که شب شد من و تو اینجا هنوز نشستی تو تایی تنها، تو تایی تنها، تو تایی تنها،
Welcome back again, and this is DJ Mehmet. You're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You just heard Arash Yusufyan, and Avaz-e Ashq was the name of the song, a Persian song you just heard. Again, Global Citizen is a music program. You hear music from around the world every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. here on WMFO Medford. And from time to time, we have live performance in the studio. Last week, we had a special program that was on Sunday night. We had three musicians came to our studio and we had great 2 hours with live music in the studio. So that was nice. And we have an upcoming event, which is out of the ordinary. That will be on Monday, again, 8 p.m. I will have a musician, a pianist and composer, will be in the studio on this Monday, January 15 at 8 p.m. Forgot to mention the background you're hearing, Orient Expressions, Istanbul 1:26 a.m. So Monday's event on my Facebook page, which is Global Citizen WMFO. Join us on Monday, January 15 at 8 p.m. for a live music performance with pianist-composer Mae Strohshane. We'll listen some beautiful songs from her latest album, Missing Leaves, and have a great conversation about her musical journey. You can tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or listen live on WMFO.org on Monday. So I will be continuing with some updates, upcoming events. So there is a concert tonight. It's called Music of Ottoman Turkish Woman Composers. It is going to take place at the MIT Chapel at 7:30 p.m. I will read a very quick description about the event on their Facebook page. 500-year-old Ottoman music tradition owes a lot to the contribution of women composers, performers, and teachers of Turkish music. All those documentations and illustrations which have survived until now of women performing music are from the 16th century. Studying musical activities of Ottoman women help us both understand the Ottoman tradition and the place of women in the music of modern Turkish society. There will be 4 musicians performing tonight. Ceren Türkmenoğlu with violin, rebab, bandir and voice, Volkan Efe with oud, ney, kemençe and voice, Michael Harris, bass, yaylı tanbur, bandir and voice, and two Stuvik guitars, tanbur and oud. There's a suggested donation of $10 if you're interested in this event. It's on our Facebook page under events. You can go to facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. If you want to call in at any time during the show, our phone number is 855-915-9636. You can also send us requests through our Facebook page, and we will continue with more music. If you have a music request, if it's in my archives, I will try to play that for you if you want to call in and make a request. Otherwise, we'll continue with my playlist that I prepared for today. So the next song I have is Dmitri Shostakovich and the Second Waltz.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You're with DJ Mehmet today, this morning, until 7 a.m. You just heard Dmitri Shostakovich and the Second Waltz. We will continue with some interesting news this week. I was navigating through the pages of Fortune magazine and a couple of things caught my eye. And the first one is titled Inventing the Inventors. This is very interesting to me, not only I'm in the education field, but also interesting for the future of this country. The United States is far from a meritocracy when it comes to creating the next generation of innovators, and this news created by Grace Donnelly. It's based on a research done at Harvard University, so I will read the passage very quickly for you, what it is all about. Students with potential to be America's next Einstein can be identified in elementary school, yet most won't grow up to be innovators. So where is the disconnect? Researchers from the Equality of Opportunity Project examined patents, tax records, and test scores to determine which kids grow up to become inventors in the United States and which ones do not. According to the findings, limitations that begin early in life help dictate whether a given American will contribute transformational ideas to society. I was a little shocked that you could know so much just by third grade about who is going to become an inventor based on science and math test scores, says Alex Bell, a doctoral student at Harvard and lead author of the study. But even top-scoring students weren't much more likely to grow up to be innovators unless they were boys from white, upper-class backgrounds. Children from the top 1% of household incomes were 10 times as likely to become inventors when they grew up as their middle and low-income peers, while children were 3 times as likely as black children, and girls go on to hold just 18% of patents in the US. Decreasing these disparities hinges on changing a student's environment and correcting a lack of exposure to innovation. Proximity to inventors made children more likely to grow up to become patent holders, specifically in the same field as their parents or other adults in their communities. You can't be what you can't see, Bell says. Having a mentor or a role model that's in some sense similar to you is important. Imagine a world where, for example, girls saw women inventors as often as boys see men inventors. Recognizing the problem, then, is the first step to retaining these lost Einsteins. This is not just the lives of the people who fall out of the pipeline that we're talking about, Bell says. This is something very important to all of society. So that was interesting, and my take from this article is that unfortunately after elementary school the gap among the children in terms of education goes up and up, so that's hard to fill those gaps without the help of a mentor or a role model or parental involvement. It's very difficult. So that being said, I think this educational gap is going to continue for a while because those problems have not been resolved at a larger scale as of yet. Again, that was a piece from Fortune magazine, this month's edition, Inventing the Inventors. If you're more interested in learning more about this article, you can go online and search for the article. So we'll continue with more music, and up next we will have some more reminders, upcoming events in Boston area. This time let me take a look at my playlist, what I have for you, and I have Gogush Golbi Golden, which is another Persian song this time that was on my playlist for a while, so I wanted to play that this week. Enjoy. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Gugush and Golbe Golden Demişe, a Persian song. It was an old song, but it was beautiful. Let's continue with more announcements for upcoming events. These are also on our Facebook page, Global Citizen WMFO. There is a Boston Celtic Music Festival, which is from January 18 to January 21st, and it will take place at Club Passim. More information can be found on the club's website. Boston Celtic Music Festival celebrates its 15th anniversary. BCM Fest 2018 is 4 days with new events like the Emerging Artist Showcase on Thursday evening and the Late Night Festival Club on Saturday night. We are also thrilled to incorporate the Sinclair as a day fest and finale concert venue on Sunday 1/21. So you can find the complete lineup and ticket info at passim.org/BCM Fest. We continue our musical journey with Henry Texier and Amir.
Da 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 da
That was Henri Texier, born in 1945. He is a French jazz double bassist born in Paris. He's perhaps best known for his 1960s work with Don Cherry and for his 1980s band Transatlantic Quartet, which featured Joe Lovano, Tim Swallow and Aldo Romano. Let's continue our musical journey with another song, then I'll be right back with more announcements and news updates. This time, Karen Ann and Hardin Duver.
Je voudrais du soleil vert, des dentelles et des théières, des photos de bord de mer, dans mon jardin d'hiver. Je voudrais de la lumière, comme en Nouvelle-Angleterre. Je veux changer d'atmosphère.
That was a beautiful French song by Karen Ann. Now, I would like to continue with more reminders. My biggest reminder should be my next show, which is a special edition of Global Citizen, on Monday, January 15, at 8 p.m. I will have a guest, pianist-composer. Let me pull it up from my Facebook page. Join us on Monday, January 15 at 8 p.m. for a live music performance with pianist-composer Mei Suwei Strohshane. We will listen to some beautiful songs from her latest album, Missing Leaves, and have a great conversation about her musical journey. You can tune in to 91.5 FM in Boston area or listen live on WMFO.org. Again, this will take place this Monday at 8 p.m. Now, I would like to give you another reminder. there is a musical band from Tuva is coming to town. Hunhurtu. I hope I am spelling or pronouncing this correctly. This is hosted by World Music Cambridge. It's going to take place at the Rockwell on January 18, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. So the details. By the way, they added a second show to Tuesday, January 16, 7:30 p.m. because there's a lot of interest, I believe, from the independent Republic of Tuva, bordering Mongolia. Hunhurtu performs an ear-twisting vocal technique called Kermay. In this style, a single vocalist produces two or three notes simultaneously, often a low drone along with a high-pitched whistle. Accompanied by traditional string and percussion instruments, the four-member ensemble sings rhythmic songs that capture the magic of the Siberian steppe. So, I don't know much about this band, but I will be interested in hearing their music, so I will look into it. If I can find anything, I can play in the following week in my show. So for now, let's continue with more music. You're on Global Citizen WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and I play music from around the world every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. live in this studio. And I would like to mention to you, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo, if you want to keep up with the show, if you want to learn more about the updates about global music in Boston area or around the world, you can follow that Facebook page. Or you, if you want to call in, our studio phone number is 855-915-9636. Now, we will continue with Montuno Noreno and Jomet.
Thank you.
So you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford, and you are enjoying music from around the world. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I had two new stories that I wanted to share with you this week, and this one is also from the Fortune magazine. It's titled The Gift of Gab, and it caught my eye, and it was very interesting because it has something to do with voice. It says, forget fingerprints and face identification. The future of secure authentication is your voice, thanks to artificial intelligence. And this piece is by Jennifer Elsevier. What does your voice really say about you? More than the human brain can even conceive, it turns out. Your voice offers hints about your mood, social status, upbringing, age, ethnicity, weight, height, and facial features. Plus information about the environment around you. The human ear cannot detect these minute inputs, but artificial intelligence, well, that's another story. Software, often learning from those customer service calls recorded for training purposes, can now pick microsignatures in a voice that reveal telling details about the speaker. It's a concept called voice profiling. And in December, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University achieved a breakthrough by using artificial intelligence to generate a three-dimensional image of a speaker's face. Wow. Simply by analyzing a voice recording. So that's very interesting. Generating a three-dimensional image of a speaker's face. So right now you hear my voice. If you don't know me in person, you probably try to visualize what do I look like. But this time with this invention, they can actually try to make an image of my face, and that's very unbelievable. Your voice is like your DNA or your fingerprint, says Rita Singh, who leads the research at Carnegie Mellon. Research into voice analysis has been ongoing for decades, but it wasn't until this one that the field began to make its way towards the mainstream. Today, a broad constellation of voice technologies is expanding thanks to more robust computing power and more sophisticated algorithms. The US Coast Guard is using Carnegie Mellon's artificial intelligence to build its own criminal case against prank callers who send crews out on false search and rescue missions, which are costly and time-consuming. The agency receives about 150 hoax calls a year. The technology has contributed to a criminal case against one such caller, though it is unclear whether such voice fingerprinting will hold up in court. A voice print makes it possible for your bank to have fewer security breaches because it knows that you're you and not your evil twin sister. It also enables your car to recognize you when you slip into the driver's seat and speak, unlocking secure apps and automatically adjusting the seat and temperature based on your preferences. BMW, Audi, and Ford are among the many car makers working the technology with Nuance Communications, a voice technology company in Burlington, Massachusetts. And when you ask for your TV for a good comedy, a voice print might prompt it to display R-rated movies rather than G-rated ones if it offers your 9-year-old daughter when she asks it the same question. Orange TV in France is working with Nuance on such application. This is very, very beginning, says Amy Webb, founder of the Future Today Institute, which researches technology and forecasts future tech trends. We are going to see dramatic shifts in biometric and voice technology in the next 10 years. Singh hopes that her tech could one day help doctors using telemedicine identify the early onset of conditions like Parkinson's disease. It's the tip of the iceberg of possibilities, says Singh. Just like your DNA defines you, your voice captures your entire persona. So that was very interesting for me, especially for someone who uses his voice on the radio. So people can actually find out by listening to my voice what kind of person I am. So that's very interesting, and I wanted to share that with you. And I cannot believe we're almost coming to an end of our show. We have 10 minutes left. I can try to play two songs for you before I leave. So the first one will be from Canadian-based group Niaz. So on their Wikipedia site, Niyaz is an Iranian-Canadian musical duo. The group was created in 2004 by DJ, programmer, producer and remixer Carmen Rizzo, vocalist and hammered dulcimer player Azam Ali, formerly of the group Was, and Ali's husband Logar Ramin Torkian of the Iranian crossover group Axiom of Choice. In 2013, Carmen Rizzo announced via Facebook that he was retiring from Niyaz. Niyaz means yearning in Persian, Urdu and Turkish. They have released several albums up until now, and they describe their music as mystical music with a modern edge, primarily blend of Sufi mysticism and trance electronica. And they adopt Persian, Indian and Mediterranean folk songs, poetry and songs, including the poetry of Sufi mystic Rumi. So we will listen something from their 2015 album. This is actually originally a song from Turkey, from Anatolia, Eyvallah Shahım by Niyaz. Enjoy the music.
Oh,
So that was Niyaz and Eyvallah Shahım. We have about 4 minutes left, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and this was Global Citizen every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. I would like to say goodbye to you with a reminder that I will be back on Monday, January 15 at 8 p.m. for a live performance with a musician, pianist and composer guest. So don't forget to tune in on Monday at 8 p.m. to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, or you can listen live on WMFO.org. So the last song for today's program will be from Phil Thornton and Hossam Ramzy, Praying for Rain, from their Magical Egypt album, if I'm not mistaken, Immortal Egypt album, sorry. And I will leave you with that song until next time, which is Monday. Have a beautiful Saturday.